This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Now, 7 after the hour, another hour of conversation courtesy of the boys and the girls on the DJV show. Doug Steffen, Jay for Jennifer Horn. Kara Schillen is here. You can follow us on Twitter at DJV show, at Jennifer Horn, at Kara Schillen, at Doug Steffen. Well, actually, it's at C Schillen, S-H-I-L-L, those of you who want to communicate with her, E-N-N. Do you hear from listeners, Kara? You have your own fan base.
Yeah, I've got a couple of regulars who comment and retweet. Yep. A couple big fans.
That's good. Big fans.
Like
that's
it.
Good.
I'm a big fan.
Yes, we're all big fans. Okay, some housekeeping here. The situation for the weekend, very important one for religious holidays. Maundy Thursday, Good Friday, the beginning of Passover, Easter Sunday. So, I don't know, what Monday will almost feel like a holiday. Is one of those, even though it isn't really, it'll feel like that because there will be a lot of, I wasn't going to say inaction, a lot of different types of action from now through next Monday. So have a wonderful weekend. I'm not saying goodbye. I'm just saying I hope that all the things the weekend can mean for you will hold its place and it'll be good. For example, Jennifer, what are you doing on Easter? I can imagine you having a big family affair. What's going on?
We're actually just going to go to brunch. Jeff does not have the kids, so my mom and I think my dad will be joining us, and Jeff's dad and Jeff will be going to brunch, and then it's my cousin's birthday, so we invited her along, so she and her husband will be coming too, so it'll be fun. Oh,
good. How about you, Kara? What's Easter like at your house?
Well, we are also having a joint birthday and Easter party. My sister's birthday is April Fool's Day, which is Easter this year. So we're going to be getting together with my parents, my sisters, my grandfather, my niece and nephew. So it'll be a lot of fun.
So I guess we'll celebrate April Fool's on Monday, or should we forget about it because it's not actually on Monday? It'll be Sunday.
We have to do it on Sunday. If we don't do it Sunday, we just don't do it.
Forget about it, right?
Yeah. Okay. What are you doing for Easter, Dougie?
I think the weather is supposed to be good. I'll be on the tractor spreading manure, I believe, on Easter. Happy Easter to everybody. There's nobody around. I don't even know where my sister is. I think she's in Florida.
Are you going to hide some Easter eggs in the manure, at least, for the cows to find or something?
The cows need to find. Yes, that's an idea. I hadn't thought about that. Yeah. We'll put that out there. We have our own special Easter eggs, if you know what I mean. So that's the... these religious holidays don't mean much to me anyway. I do remember, though, the fun that Easter was. And then I can remember we took a trip once to my grandmother's house in Illinois. And I was maybe 5-6 years old. We got on the train and went out for Easter. I think it was Easter normally, or if it's a later Easter, it coincided with spring vacation, school vacation in February, another week off in April. So we went out to my grandmother's on the train, and I can remember my mother had an Easter hat. This is when, I don't think hats are big anymore. Do women wear Easter hats?
I used to have them as a little girl, though. My mom always made sure I had an Easter hat.
I could see you in one of those beautiful little hats.
Pretty cute.
I could see you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, rosy cheeks and a
little baby
bat.
Jen.
Yeah,
yeah,
baby
my,
Jen.
My uncle just posted a picture, a couple throwback pictures on Facebook of me with my two sisters. And my grandmother used to sew all of our outfits when we were kids. So she made us matching little dresses with hats. And my mom also had a matching dress. It's pretty stylish.
Really?
I know you guys are both friends with me on Facebook. I'm sure if you check later, you will see it. It's it's something.
You can post it at C. Schillen. It's cute. The memories we have of those sorts of things. I remember singing in the choir. Easter songs were special. And so, anyway, thinking about it now, it signifies something. Well, telling the story about my mother and her hat, she had a hat box, as most women did. And the hat that she was wearing for Easter was in a special place And I was on the upper bunk, and she was the train. We had a sleeper. So we had the kids. There were four bunks. Yeah, there were four bunks in the sleeper car. I was on the upper one. My mother was lower. My two sisters were on the other side. And somehow or other, during the middle of the night, I had to get up and go to the bathroom. And the train's chugging along, you know, 90 miles an hour. And it was sort of bumpy, or I don't know where we were, but it's somewhere in Pennsylvania. And so I got the bunk beds had ladders. So I got out of the bed, climbing down the ladder, and I slipped or missed a step and landed in on top of my mother's hat box and ruined the hat. Squashed it. Gonzo. So that's my fondest, I don't know if it's fond, but it's my most vivid Easter memory. How about that? That's it. Da-da-da-da-da-da.
Squishing things will make you remember it, that's for sure.
Yes, they will. And my mother was very upset with me, as I recall. 13 after the hour. In a moment, the fate of Kim Jong-un. Is he slowly dying? There are some people speculating that may be the case. 13 past the hour. The years that have been a part of my life, my maturation, your life, all of us have things that have been good for our body and our health and our life, and sometimes we've done things that were not so good for our body or our health. I like having white teeth. I have not ever smoked. I haven't been a drinker. I don't drink coffee. I do drink tea now, and I'm drinking more tea because of our recent discovery, the GetTheTea.com Life Change Tea, which is fabulous. But if you've been drinking lots of things and doing things that have stained your teeth, kind of nice to know, there's a fix for that. And the fix is Power Swabs. Power Swabs is the five-minute solution to a bright, white, brilliant smile. Power Swabs. You snap. I got one of them right here. I snapped one of them. And I've used it. I think I did a demonstration. Did I on the air last week? I'm pretty sure I did.
It was very memorable.
Yeah. Riveting.
I think there's a slam there, ladies and gentlemen, in some way, shape, or form. You just snap the little thing on the end, and you do the swabbing. Okay, well, just right there. Okay, all your teeth, the back ones, the front ones, swab them. And in 5 minutes, there it is. No messy strips. It actually tastes pretty good, too. Power Swabs. Call 800-208-1797. That's 800-208-1797. And tell the folks when you talk to them, you heard about it here on the DJV show, and you get 50% off the retail price of Power Swabs. Clean your teeth. 800-208-1797.
Hey, it's Victoria from the DJV Show. Have you ever Googled yourself or your business? Those search results are usually the first impression that people form of you and your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a huge impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 855-432-4886 now. That's 855-432-4886 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it at ReputationDefender.com. Their dedicated experts and patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 855-432-4886 to learn more. That's 855-432-4886. Or visit ReputationDefender.com/Doug.
Ulta Beauty's 21 Days of Beauty is here. With new beauty steals every day, it's beauty's biggest event, which means it's also beauty's biggest makeup bag makeover event. And beauty's biggest, is that price real, event. And beauty's biggest, well, you get the point. At Ulta Beauty's 21 Days of Beauty, every day is a new chance to get up to 50% off our most loved brands, like It Cosmetics, Tarte, and more. But the event ends April 7th, so hurry in to binge on beauty only at Ulta Beauty.
It's 3 p.m., and you just ran out of ink. You have a report due end of day, which is 2 hours from now. You can't push the deadline because end of day means end of today, not end of tomorrow day. What now? Go to your local Staples store. Staples has a huge selection of ink and toner in stock and at low prices every day, so you can get your ink fast for less. End of story.
Hi, welcome to the Pier 1 Spring Dining and Easter Sale.
Oh, thank you.
There's some amazing deals here on Easter decor. Beautiful spring dinnerware, mm-hmm. table settings. Now, if you have any questions, please ask someone who works here. I'm just shopping.
Oh.
Table runners, come with me. A lot of people are getting caught up in the Pier 1 Spring Dining and Easter Sale. Right now, get up to 30% off dinnerware, drinkware, dining tables and chairs, and Easter decor. Give your home that unique look you want for spring and save up to 30% now at Pier 1 Imports through March 31st.
I just saved hundreds of dollars by switching to Geico. I feel like a whole new person.
Disclaimer, you will not become a whole new person. This is impossible. You might be able to join a gym or diet program, buy a new wardrobe, get hair implants, but your DNA and physical form will remain the same. Geico waives any and all liability if you attempt to become a new person, except a cyborg. If you choose to become a half-human, half-cybernetic organism with lasers for eyes, the Geico legal team would be cool with that, because, quote, laser eyes are pretty sweet. Pew, 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 end quote.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
Okay, so the question, Jennifer, is whether Kim Jong-un is slowly dying. His horrible habits seem to be destroying his health. And a lot of people were watching when he was in China to discuss things with Chinese officials and the Chinese president, Xi Jinping. Is that a Xi Jinping?
How do we? Xi Jinping, yes.
Okay. So anyway, so he has promised to denuclearize, say that quickly, 100 times, denuclearize North Korea. Chinese press saying he met with the president of China this past week, first foreign trip, went on a secret train ride. It was, I think he just went and left, didn't he? Is he still in China?
Yeah, he didn't want to tell anybody because he was afraid there'd be a coup in his country.
Right. Yeah. So he left for a day and has come back. But there are all kinds of rumors about his nuclear weaponry and what it means to the peninsula. President of China wants things to be calm. Apparently, they have... it's hard to translate some of this stuff, literally and figuratively. What really happened? There are those who say, well, because President Trump is going over there, or somehow Kim's coming here, they're meeting somewhere. This was a warm-up. And the Chinese president said, this is what you got to do. This is how you have to behave. This is what they're going to expect.
Yeah, and he also wants to know what to ask for. Because keep in mind, Kim Jong-un has never met with another world leader before. He's never even left his country since 2011. This is the first time he took off. And so a lot of people are going, look, that he's looking to China, who's his most key trade partner, for advice as to what he should ask for in return for denuclearization. But I think what the silver lining here is that he is serious about this. This isn't just a game. I think he's been really hit by those sanctions. I don't know, maybe he is sick, but there's someone I'm sure that would take over that can be just as evil as Kim Jong-un. I think maybe he really is realizing he's not long for this world if they don't fix the economy and in his country.
Do you know that he's not old enough to be the president of the United States? He's not 36.
I know, isn't he like 28?
He's 33, I think.
Oh.
And his lifestyle choices, if you look at how he looks and what his health is all about, he spent millions of dollars on all kinds of really bad food and drinking. The idea of the cheeses, for example, that he imports. And he's got the kind of meat, salami, he eats that all the time. Prosciutto, apparently. I'm looking at an overview of what's been found in his diet that is on a thing called a health and fitness cheat sheet. So somebody there has figured out what his food habits are. That's a good question. But if you eat the way he eats, a lot of sodium in your diet, that kind of stuff, it's not going to be good for you. So I don't know, maybe this is wishful thinking on the part of somebody as well. Hitler had a really bad, a bad diet. You know that? Hitler used to eat horrible foods. Yeah, right. So anyway, I don't know why that's... I guess it's interesting to find those things out after the fact. 21 after the hour here on the DJB show.
fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Bitcoin is losing crypto market share to other digital currencies. Bitcoin's astronomical rise has led to the creation of numerous competitors like Ethereum, Ripple, and Litecoin, which have also seen massive gains in value. According to Quartz, Bitcoin made up 85% of the crypto market 1 year ago, and today it has fallen to 36%. Remember, the only way to win in the casino is to take chips off the table. Call Miles Franklin at 866-485-4346 and let us show you how to quickly turn your Bitcoin into the 5,000-year-old safety of precious metals. Miles Franklin can quickly convert your Bitcoin to precious metals with one phone call at 866-485-4346. That's Miles Franklin celebrating our 29th year in business without ever receiving a customer complaint. Call us at 866-485-4346. Fast, easy, safe, and convert your Bitcoin into gold with one phone call.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
It's 23 and change after the hour now on the DJV show. Time for some entertainment. I don't know if this is entertainment news. People, stars of TV shows and movies come up frequently in this environment. And so today we focus, as you hear, the theme from Law & Order. Certainly, is there a better known television theme?
I don't think so. Pretty good.
Yeah. Everybody knows about Mariska Hargitay. I believe her career will be marked by the fact that she's been on Law & Order SVU since it started, and she wasn't really that well known as an actress before that, but has stayed with, I think she's one of the, 23 years or something like that? I think this show's been on for a long time. When she was 3 years old, she lost her mother, and some people know that her mother was the actress Jane Mansfield. Her father was a bodybuilder and a former Mr. Universe known as Mickey Hargitay. So she and her siblings were in the car the day her mother was killed. And she says, quote, "The way I've lived with loss is to lean into it. I'm not saying it's easy. Certainly hasn't been for me. There's been a lot of darkness. But on the other side, things can be so bright." So if you saw a picture of Jane Mansfield, you might equate her with Stormy Daniels, in a manner of speaking. It's the same sort of that classic blonde bombshell look. She was killed when she was in a car crash, 1967, and Mariska was in the back seat in the car when the crash took place. There were a lot of people. Jane Mansfield played the blonde bombshell. She was actually someone was very smart, had a 160 IQ, played the violin, loved dogs, five children in her family. And so she thinks about her mother all the time. And apparently there's an interview that's floating around now that focuses on her mother and where her mother played into her life and her career. So some added background info to Mariska Hargitay. Meanwhile, music news at 25 past the hour. Lady Gaga has a birthday this week, celebrating on Twitter with a throwback photo. The picture shows her younger before she was blonde. with a caption, quote, "Here's me in 2007, right before I dyed my hair blonde and released Just Dance. Now 2018, I'm so blessed to be turning 32 with a fan base of little monsters I've watched spread a message of acceptance and kindness now for the past 10 years.
Wow.
Gaga's debut single, Just Dance, spent 3 weeks at number one back in 2009.
God, this is, I cannot believe that that was like 10 years ago.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Go.
And when I first heard this song, I thought that Lady Gaga was just another, like, pop singer who was going to have one hit and then kind of disappear.
Yeah,
and the fact that she's around 10 years later and who is who she is
one
is mind-blowing.
Gone. Yeah, it really is. Britney Spears also in the musical news today. Maybe a light at the end of the tunnel for her conservatorship question. Her father, Jamie, looking to end the court-approved order. Jamie is actively consulting with Britney's medical team to determine if the conservatorship of Britney as the person should finally come to an end. Just a question of timing as she's about to begin the tour. Thinking is to do it at the conclusion. She's 36 now, kicking off her Piece of Me tour in Washington. I'd forgotten about this, actually. Jennifer, you remember?
Mm-hmm.
This started, what, 2, 3, 4 years? How long ago did this start?
Gosh, it's been...
Federline?
Yeah, well, I think 5, 6 years ago.
I remember,
least,
2008.
Right?
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, 10 years.
Almost,
wow.
Yeah, 10 years.
Yeah, yeah.
Wow.
So where are her children? Did she raise her children?
Yeah.
Or did Federline raise them?
She's still got them. I think
she's
they do
them.
A pretty good job of taking turns. But since she started to get it together, she's had them. They've been with her in Vegas, and then he takes them too.
Good. All right. Good luck to her. I kind of quite like her. I think she's done okay. 28 after the hour, DJV time.
Hi, friends. It's Victoria Keelan. Let's talk about your health. There's no question you need omega-3s, but which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? It can be confusing. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus from our friends at Purity Products. I take them every day, and I love it because it combines ultra-pure fish oil for your heart and krill oil for your joints together in one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote your cardiovascular health in ways your doctor will love. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just about 7 days, so you will feel better, guaranteed. Purity is so sure that Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. They want to send you a free bottle just to put it to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil anymore. It's both, and now it's free. Just pay a little shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now, 1-800-355-1493. That's 1-800-355-1493.
Hey guys, it's Jen from the DJV show, and though I hide behind a microphone, my smile is still really important to me. Like you, I want a bright white smile, but the coffee, lots of coffee, maybe even a little red wine, well, that has taken a little bit of shine from my smile. Over the years, I've tried a lot of tooth whitening products. I found a 5-minute solution to a bright white smile. It's called Power Swabs, and it works in 5 minutes without messy strips or trays. Power Swabs is clinically studied and uses a patented tooth detergent and whitening agent to lighten stains in 5 minutes. You just snap, swab, and smile. And in 5 minutes, coffee, tea, smoking stains, they all start to disappear. Power Swabs remove stains on natural teeth as well as caps and veneers. Try Power Swabs by calling 800-208-1797. Tell them you heard it here to get 50% off the retail price. Dial 800-208-1797.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCMteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCMteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home, and you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home, as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
After the hours, we mesmerize your head with all of the fantastic things that are in our heads. I'm Doug Steffen with Jennifer Horn and Kara Schillen. Victoria is dealing with a family situation, so we wish her and her family well, and we move into a couple of different areas. People in the news coming up in a moment, but first, here's a headline that I just noticed. All right, everybody ready? Jennifer, Kara, headline reads, "Airline ships couples German Shepherd to Germany."
Oh, no.
A couple that just moved to South Florida wasn't amused when the airline mistakenly shipped their German Shepherds to Germany instead of to Fort Lauderdale. "We got our luggage, but no dogs," said Ramiro Daza. "That's the most pathetic mistake that can happen. When you lose your luggage, okay, but life, a pet, that's beyond comprehension."
They were doing him a favor. They were sending him to the homeland.
Right, exactly. The German Shepherd should go back to Germany. I'm sure that's what they were thinking. They went to Frankfurt, Germany. Frankfurt is only 5,830 miles from Fort Lauderdale. The couple flew from San Francisco to Washington. They caught a connecting flight to Fort Lauderdale. The dogs were put on the wrong plane. A spokesperson for United Airlines said the airline is sorry for the inconvenience and the dogs will be flown back at no charge. Isn't that swell?
Oh, well, how nice.
The airline said that the dogs would arrive in Miami next Tuesday. Would you like to know what the dateline is on this story?
Sure.
October 24th, 2004.
Oh. Well,
so
old news.
But I bring it to your attention because this, so we kind of forget about these things. This sort of thing has been going on with these boobs for years and years. And we treat it like it was just some, oh, my God, these airlines are falling apart. They can't be managed. They're too big, yada, yada. The people that work for them are stupid. And this never happened before. Well, of course it's happened. But I'm not, by any stretch of the imagination, sticking up for United because there's no excuse for these. There was no excuse for them then, and there's no excuse for it now. As there isn't any excuse here, I find these stories all the time, all over the place. Here's something that happened this week, the story of a family from Texas that claims Southwest served peanuts on their flight, causing a severe reaction in their 9-year-old, despite warning the airline that the child had an allergy, and this was done in advance. Family was flying from Atlanta back to Houston when the incident occurred on Tuesday. They notified the airline of the class 6 allergy that the child Christian had. That's number 6, I guess, the most severe. And I think the only thing that makes this of interest is that I would much rather have peanuts. You get those horrible, at least American doesn't serve peanuts, they serve those horrible pretzels that are just like a lump of junk in your stomach, so why bother? The people at Southwest have said, we're going to keep keep handing out peanuts. If you don't want them, then you don't have to take them.
Right.
But I guess this child, the question for Dr. Ken. Can you just be around peanuts?
Dust. If you're severely allergic, just peanut dust can get you into the full shock mode. In fact, that's why a lot of classrooms are not allowing parents to bring in peanuts anymore.
But when did this start and why?
I don't know. In my class, like when I was growing up, this was never a thing. It's a thing now. And so I don't know if that's mother's diet or if it's because they're saying that if you eat peanuts when you're pregnant, I think that causes an allergy or something.
I thought it was the other way around.
Or maybe it's the other way around.
Well, I think that's what they told people, is that if you eat peanuts, like there were a few allergies that started from somewhere, then it went around that if you eat peanuts when you're pregnant, then that can cause the allergy, but then that caused more. Because the babies were not getting used to the taste when they were, I guess, in the womb. And so now people are eating peanuts again.
Yeah.
But I don't know. Yeah, it started, maybe like 15, 20 years ago?
It seems to come out of nowhere.
It wasn't around when I was a kid either, and we were allowed to have cupcakes and all kinds of desserts and everything in class. Now kids don't have, they don't even have parties anymore because there's so many foods that you're not allowed to bring in.
Here's another one of these stories. Pilot dumping 33 tons of fuel midair over the last, I think it was last weekend, to enable an emergency landing after a passenger came down with a life-threatening medical issue. China Eastern Airlines, traveling from Shanghai to New York, 60-year-old female passenger experienced serious breathing problems. In fact, couldn't breathe. They put her on some form of oxygen because all the planes have oxygen in them. But the plane landed in Beijing. It took off from Hong Kong, Shanghai and Hong Kong, but then it landed in Beijing. But because it had just taken off, they had to dump a lot of fuel. But apparently the lady was okay. But can you imagine? I guess the point here is thinking about dumping 33 tons of fuel over land. I mean, bad enough over the ocean. But where the heck did it land is a question and a half.
And a good question, by the way.
It is a good question,
maybe.
Yeah. And let's see here. The other airline story of the day comes from Air Canada, where a passenger, a man who was drunk apparently when he got on the plane and got more drunk on the plane. The airline is sending him a bill for $17,450 because they had to land the plane. They had to pay landing fees and buy extra fuel. The overtime for airline employees plus the costs. The pilot requested American military escorts because the man was acting erratically as if he had some kind of mischief.
If you're going to get drunk, can't you just get drunk and go to sleep on a plane and pass out?
Apparently this guy couldn't.
Boy.
No. 170 passengers on the plane had to land, so they sent him a bill for $17,000. How about that? People
think he'll ever pay it? I can't imagine.
Well, it depends. All right, let's see. People in the news now, 20 before the hour. Adult film star Stormy Daniels still cooking things up, Jennifer. Asking a federal judge this week for permission to depose President Trump and force him to face the music. What do you suppose is the music?
What's I don't know. It's so this. I don't know if she's going to be able to get him before a judge. It depends on the judge that that gets this case and whether or not maybe there's political motivation.
No, you think?
She signed the deal with Trumpster's lawyer. So why would he go before the judge? Wouldn't it be the lawyer that should go there?
I would have thought. Yes.
This is so weird. And you know what I found out? My friend Don Dix, who is the co-host with me on the afternoon show that I do in Southern California, likes to dig around a little bit and found out that the lawyer for Stormy Daniels, Michael Avenatti, who's been all over CNN like every single day, he's on CNN more times than Anderson Cooper, I think.
This is big news, yeah.
Oh, yeah, this is it, because that's all they're covering on CNN is this story. So apparently he worked for years for Rahm Emanuel, who was the chief of staff to President Obama and mayor of Chicago. So you think there's a coincidence, maybe?
Nah.
A little takedown motivation?
Oh, come on, Jennifer, please.
Let me adjust my tinfoil hat.
Yeah, okay. Who else? Steve Lowe, been working for Ringling Brothers Circus, former professional clown, is running for Congress.
Oh.
In South Carolina, 5th Congressional District. Of course, the obvious line is what Washington needs is one more clown.
Hey, at least this one's a legit clown, so that's good.
His campaign website, registered under the domain clownforcongress.com.
I love it.
Check that out.
Accepting it and going
Play
for
it up.
Clownforcongress.com, which includes a photo of him in a clown outfit, videos of him juggling. All right, so if you go to clownforcongress.com, you'll see his campaign slogan, Aim High, Vote Low. His last name is spelled L-O-U-G-H, but pronounced low.
Oh, that's cute. That's cute.
Yeah, it is. Aim high, vote low. Play on his name. One of three Democrats trying to face off against the incumbent there, Ralph Norman, who's a former real estate developer before he was elected to Congress. He has Ivy League chops, graduated from Dartmouth, degree in anthropology before he became a clown.
I'm sure his parents were happy, whoever paid for that college, and then he went and became a clown.
Oh, my God. That's pretty funny, actually. All right. So that's his story. Let's see here. We've got Mika Riddick of Glen Burnie, Maryland, in the people position here. Let's see what's going on with her, Kara. Wanted to help girls who might have trouble affording a glamorous gown for the prom.
Yeah.
One teen generous gesture. This is kind of inspiring. If you go to Twitter, you can see the story. You've probably followed her. She's 19 years old.
Yeah, so I'm from Glen Burnie, so I saw the story a few weeks ago, and it's actually very cool. And I've heard things like it a few times, and there are some stores that you can donate your dresses to, but she had this really, really beautiful dress. I mean, like something that Beyonce would wear on the red carpet.
Yeah.
And she wore it once in 2016, and then she realized, hey, I'm never going to wear this again. I don't need this dress. So if anyone in Glen Burnie or the surrounding area, it's a suburb of Baltimore, so anyone in that area, if you need a dress, if you need shoes, if you need a makeup artist, I have it. You can use it for your special night, which is amazing because it doesn't, you know, cost any money. It doesn't. It's just such a selfless thing to give it to someone else who can't afford that kind of dress. Because Doug, you've never bought a prom dress. Jen, have you bought
a prom dress? I've never worn one either.
Because
I've never
of course, they're expensive.
So expensive, and if you're living in, you know, Glen Burnie is a working class area, you might not have hundreds of dollars to spend on a prom dress. So it's really, really nice. And apparently it started a trend. And there were a whole bunch of other people on Twitter who were in the area, who were all over the country, who were like, hey, I also have prom dresses. If anyone is in my area and they need a dress and they're this size, let me know, and you can borrow it, which is
very
cool.
That's a good thing. People should take note of that. That's a really smart idea.
Yeah, and I mean, I'm thinking, like, I still have my prom dress in my closet. I wore it for one night. I've never worn it again. It'll stay in my closet probably until I decide to donate it. So maybe at this point, yeah, I should just offer it up if anybody needs to wear it.
All right.
Very cool.
Contact Kara at C. Schillen.
I don't know if my dress is in style anymore. I feel like the style has changed a lot.
I could offer my prom dress, but it was full-on 90s mode.
You know what, though?
Not.
I feel like we're going back to 90s style, so you might be in luck, actually.
It was like velvet and chiffon.
I've seen some velvet in stores.
Oh, yeah, it's back.
Well, didn't Armie Hammer wear a velvet or red velvet tux at the Oscars?
That was a great tux, yeah.
Yeah, right.
In today's automotive news at a press conference at their Detroit headquarters, Ford, who are currently the number two in hybrid sales, say that they will surpass Toyota to become the number one by 2021. Ford are expected to put hybrid powertrains in many of their future vehicles. In other significant news, Ford will also produce a GT500 Mustang and Explorer ST. They will have a four-door Mustang electric utility vehicle, and Lincoln will get six SUVs in total. For more, go to OurAutoExpert.com. I'm Nick Miles.
If you think putting a supercharged V8 in a sedan is crazy or just plain wrong, well, we've got news for you. We don't care. Dodge. Welcome to the Brotherhood of Muscle.
Want an easy way to see if you can save money on car insurance? GEICO gives you three. Call 1-800-947-AUTO. Go online to geico.com or stop by the GEICO office nearest you. Three ways you could save 15% or more.
Business owners, question, are you still using one of those free email services like Gmail, Yahoo, AOL? Here's a secret. That so-called free email could be costing you thousands of dollars. Why is that, you ask? Because consumers don't trust a business unless they have their own professional email. Hotmail.com or Outlook.com, especially Gmail.com, great for you personally, but your business needs its own email. So we now have EasyEmail.tech. Makes the process simple and very low cost. Find out more. Call EasyEmail today, 844-344-7607. They'll get you all set up with your own .com or whatever professional email you prefer. Call 844-344-7607 or go to EasyEmail.tech. Don't let your free email cost you.
Attention golfers, do you lose strokes every time you land in a bunker? If so, check out a new 56-degree sand wedge that has sole channels. Go to ProTouchWedges.com. The open channels on the sole allow you to cut through the sand easily, just like a bunker rake. This new 56-degree ProTouch sand wedge now makes greenside bunker shots simple. Just swing like you do on all regular pitch shots. Square stance and square face. Then let the sole channels do the work for you. Less resistance through the sand guarantees you'll get more sand saves. Plus, the patented sole channel design conforms to USGA rules. Finally, the most dreaded shot in all of golf is no longer a problem. Go to ProTouchWedges.com to learn how to get a free 60-degree lob wedge with the purchase of a 56-degree sand wedge. Enter promo code RAY. That's ProTouchWedges.com. Promo code RAY.
I'm having that 6:59 feeling again.
What?
You know, that mini panic attack right before the workday starts when you're sure you've forgotten something?
Nope, that's my favorite time of day. I work with Cintas, so I always know we're ready for the workday. They handle our uniforms, fire extinguishers, first aid, safety training, floor mats, and restroom supplies.
I think I need to call Cintas.
They might just make a morning person out of you.
Oh, I'm ready!
Learn how Cintas can help you get ready for the workday. Visit Cintas.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Three after the hour now on the DJV show, Tech Talk Time, focus on how to find and delete the data that Facebook gathers on you. Facebook very much in the focus in terms of technology this week, so we'll get to that in a moment. Victoria's not here, so I'll go down that street after we focus on virtual reality. Virtual reality news coming out of Sony today. Company has sold more than 2 million PlayStation VR headsets since the product launched less than 2 years ago. And now Sony is selling the product at a more attractive price starting today. Andy Solomon would like you to hear how you can take advantage of this.
Sony announced a new price for its PlayStation VR headset at about $100 off suggested retail. PlayStation's Eric Lechter tells us why the company is making virtual reality an even sweeter deal.
PlayStation VR is unlike anything you've ever played. It transports users out of the living room and into a virtual game world. We've seen a tremendous response from gamers with more than 2 million units sold. We're lowering the suggested price to start at $299, so now even more gamers can get into the VR action at an even greater value.
What can we expect from PlayStation VR this year?
This year, it's all about the games. PlayStation VR has a deep catalog of more than 220 games, with 180 new titles expected to launch by end of this year. All of that content is a big part of PlayStation VR's success. Whether you like horror games like Resident Evil 7, fantasy adventure like Moss or Skyrim VR, or social sci-fi experiences like Star Trek Bridge Crew, there's plenty to keep you entertained.
For more, visit PlayStation.com.
The Geek Out.
Nest has again begun to expand its product line. To go along with thermostats, fire alarms, and security systems is now a camera doorbell and a smart door lock. Nest's new doorbell camera is called Hello, and it hits all the expected features. HD, night vision, motion sensing, streaming, but along with a Nest Aware account, will do facial recognitions to tell you when somebody specifically arrives. The lock, in partnership with the lockmaker Yale, allows for remote arming of the door, but also for codes to be set for individuals, like a dog walker, that can be created and deleted on the fly. The Hello video doorbell camera rings in at $230 and the smart lock at $250. Both will integrate with Nest security system called Guard.
If you think putting a supercharged V8 in a sedan is crazy or just plain wrong, well, we've got news for you. We don't care. Dodge. Welcome to the Brotherhood of Muscle.
All right, 56 after the hour to continue now, especially those of you who are worried about what personal information Facebook has gathered on you. There's a way to find that info and to delete it. So listen up. If you're focused on right now, the only way to access your private information is to go online to facebook.com, /settings. At the bottom of the screen, tap download a copy of your Facebook data. That's download a copy of your Facebook data. Bottom of the screen and click download archive. After you enter your password, it'll send all of the data to the email address connected with your Facebook account, which takes about 15, 20 minutes. You have to be on your computer, not on a phone, to access the information. A lot of people have expressed their surprise at what data Facebook was storing, from personal chats, deleted friends, events that you go to, photos, videos, and even contact lists with phone numbers of everybody stored on your phone, and friends who don't have Facebook accounts. So you can delete that if you go to download a copy of your Facebook data, then click download archive. Electing to delete a category takes it off the Facebook servers. Company says that just like deleting your account, it could take 90 days for the information to be completely wiped out from the servers, which I think is a load of you-know-what.
Yeah, and just an update, because I was looking on my Facebook page and I couldn't see exactly where it was. When you go to your settings, you have to go under General and then Manage Account, and then on the very bottom in the left, there's a download a copy of your Facebook
All right,
data.
Explain that again then, Kara.
Yeah, if you go to Facebook.com/settings, then you go to General and then Manage Account, and it's on the bottom left.
All right, so that's how you do it if you're concerned, as most of us are, even the unsophisticated users like me. You need to do something to clean that up. Maybe also interested to know that Ecuador has restricted the founder of WikiLeaks, Julian Assange. The internet access that he's had has been cut back following a number of tweets about the government of England. Assange criticizing Britain and other countries as they get rid of a lot of Russian diplomats. Question whether the Kremlin is actually behind the nerve agent attack in Britain. Ecuadorian officials said this violated an agreement the country made with him. He's now actually an Ecuadorian citizen, so a little slap for Julian Assange. 59 after the hour.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Tired of being censored by Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Patreon? Well, now you don't have to be. OneWay.com is the free speech and human-friendly social network built just for you. Stop feeding the beast. Every post you make on those evil, anti-human, anti-American perverted sites helps them destroy our families, our country, and our souls. Join OneWay today and take back your liberty. Your free speech alternative is waiting for you at OneWay.com. OneWay.com.